WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Authorities are still investigating after targeted shootings left one Minnesota lawmaker dead and another injured. Their spouses were also hit with bullets.
The search continues for 57-year-old Vance Luther Bolter. SWAT vehicles along with an ATV arrived on scene Sunday near the area where police recovered the suspect's vehicle. Democrat Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in the early Saturday shootings, and Senator John Hoffman and his wife were wounded. Both couples were shot in their homes. At the White House, President Trump condemned the shootings.
Absolutely terrible.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
A man shot at a No Kings demonstration in Salt Lake City, Utah yesterday has now died. Three people were taken into custody, including a man believed to be the shooter who also suffered a gunshot wound. Salt Lake City Police Chief Brian Redd.
Our preliminary investigation shows that our victim was not the intended target, but rather an innocent bystander participating in the demonstration.
Israel and Iran are bracing for a fourth day of airstrikes. The exchange of fire comes as talks on Iran's nuclear program in Oman between the U.S. and Iran have been called off. CBS's Deborah Pata.
At least 14 Israelis have been killed. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher, with almost 100 civilian deaths, nearly 30 of them children. And the assassination of top military commanders and scientists.
CBS's Aaron Navarro has the latest on an alleged plan for Israel to kill Iran's supreme leader.
President Trump did not support an Israeli plan recently to kill Iran's supreme leader, according to two U.S. officials. They say that Israel had the opportunity to take out Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei, but Trump conveyed to the Israelis that that wasn't a good idea and did not support the killing. The conversation took place after the first Israeli strikes began last week.
World leaders are arriving in Canada for a G7 summit. CBS's Willie James Inman.
President Trump will meet with G7 leaders in Kananaskis, Alberta, starting tomorrow. It's his first visit to Canada during his second term, a nation he says should be a 51st state. But Canada's prime minister says that will never happen.
Alaska is known for snow, but not in June. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak on the state's first ever heat advisory.
We have not had a heat advisory ever for Alaska. June 2nd of this year was the first time the National Weather Service office here was equipped to actually give heat advisories, and for good reason. Temperatures the next few days will be well into the 80s, including areas like Coal Creek and Fairbanks.
The FBI says two detainees who escaped from a federal immigration detention center in New Jersey last week have been recaptured. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jane, and this is the 7 o'clock hour. Rocker is busy fetching our next guest, Natty Nation. They're at the back door right now. So while he's doing that, I might as well lead in the double dip. Our double dip for the 7 o'clock hour is from Automatic Lover, and this first song from them is called Helena, or Helena, however you want to say it. It's up to you.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For you I'm a semi god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente sin
Automatic Lover, that is Sick Love. That is such a great song. I love Automatic Lover. And you know what? They are going to be playing a bunch of shows coming up here. Automatic Lover is at the MAMA Awards this Sunday, June 15th at 7 p.m.
That's tomorrow.
They'll be playing at the Atwood Music Hall. That's where the MAMAs are coming up. I'll be on the red carpet gathering with the Cocktail Lounge at 5:30. And then it also features performances from, of course, Automatic Lover, M. Shays, Red Door Duo, which we just had in the Lair last week, Jazz Flux, the Mason Meyer Band, and more. And it's hosted by Cooper Talbot and, of course, Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr. They will also be at the Atwood Music Hall coming up on Wednesday, June 18th. So if you can't make it to the MAMAs, make it to Music Makes a Difference. They're presenting Mad Latin, and that's with Orquesta Sal Soul, Demand, Grupo Candela, Automatic Lover, Tony Castaneda, Latin Jazz Band, and DJ Francis Medrano. That is 7 p.m. June 18th. It's hosted by Tony Castaneda.
Oh, yeah. So. You know what Tony's also doing? Like, he's got a free show every Thursday at the Cardinal Bar.
Oh.
Like, and you don't want to miss it.
It's yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been doing that one forever, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Automatic Lover, they're also going to be at Atwood Fest, and you can go check the Atwood Fest schedule at atwoodfest.com. Wow. All these shows, they're all happening all over the place. Let's see what is coming up here. The Electric Spanking. Electric Spanking is going to be at June 21st at the Beer Rock, which is over on North Sherman Plaza in Madison, and June 23rd at the Up North Bar. Right here downtown. They began as a funky side project of the local Madison band Baghdad Scuba Review, who we play often, and their current lineup consists of former members with deep roots in the Madison music scene dating back to the late 1990s. Right now, let's check out a little Electric Spanking. We have Job Boogie from Nandy Nation coming up around the end of the hour. Here we go. Good people, Electric Spanking, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick, start running fast. But we never ran, we just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds, trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight. How did life get so
Rocker. All right, it looks like he's on the phone and couldn't be bothered to host with me right now, which is a darn shame. But it looks like we've got one more song and then a break. But thankfully, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation is coming up after the break. Oh, he's... You back? All right.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, just punch in. I mean, I would...
Oh. Yeah, we got Ja Boogie from Natty Nation coming up after the break, but we can get things rolling with a song from Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts, and it's called Hands Up.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again.
And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. The innocence of your angel eyes, yet I can't let them go tonight. The innocence of your angel eyes, yet I can't let them go tonight. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center. arcpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're on.
We want to hear the song.
Babylon. Sister Sandra Bland. Situation quite scary. Jogging like a mud Aubrey. We must end this behavior. We need justice for Breonna Taylor. Just a race soldier. They will pull you over. With big chip on his shoulder. And it's heavy like a boulder. Just a race soldier.
Natty Nation, that is brand new from Natty Nation. That song is called Race Soldier, and we'll hear all about this song in just 1 second. Critically acclaimed reggae outfit, Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors, and for 30 years, the Madison-based group has purely and fearlessly followed its inner artistic continuum. Natty Nation's unique pedigree of a Midwest home base and an artistic openness has helped them foster a signature sound, and the group describes themselves as hard roots rock reggae and dub because in addition to their honest and authentic roots reggae foundation, their embrace of soul, rock, and funk is undeniable. Right now, here in the studio with us is founder, singer, bassist, songwriter, Ja Boogie. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing I wanted to say is, happy Father's Day. I know you're a dad. Tell us about being a dad and the leader of a reggae band.
Well, it's a lot to it, but, you know, I'm glad to be here to do it, man. You know, it makes you a leader. It puts you in a leadership position, which you have to be ready for that challenge.
And now your daughter, you sing with her in some projects, right?
Yeah, and Dub Foundation. She sings harmonies.
You're getting her into music. That's absolutely really awesome.
Yep.
Oh, we're here with Ja Boogie, founder of Natty Nation. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and how did you get started in music? Was it always reggae?
No, it was R&B and pop and hip-hop.
Have you played in any bands that we might know about before Natty Nation? We're going back a ways now.
Well, yeah, my high school band, which we're resurfacing... It's Peace,
really?
Love, Hope. Yeah.
So, oh, wow.
We used to be called Fruit Salad in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Fruit
Salad.
Formed
in like 1990. Went to Case High School in Racine.
Yummy.
Three of us together. And now we're back together, getting those songs back up and going. We just released a video.
Wow.
Recently. So check it out on Facebook.
Have you played bass, or have you played
always
other instruments?
Bass.
Okay.
Yep. And drums.
And drums. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was your parents' role in you getting involved in music?
My grandmother started buying me instruments pretty early, like 5 years old. I was in a lot of, it was drums first. They said, buy him a drum kit. So I jumped on that.
Nice.
I was beating on everything. Tables and pots and all that stuff. So they're like, give him a drum kit. Get a drummer some. That's so continuing that tradition. And then I was in talent shows as a drummer, stuff that. And my uncle played kungas alongside of me.
Sure.
So that was cool. And so we had a family band that it wasn't our immediate family. It was like my great uncle's family, all his kids. Were musicians and had like a family band, kind of like the Jackson 5 or something like that. So I
had plenty of people
them.
To jam with all the time, huh?
But they were way older than me. So
that's awesome.
Up to them. So I had them to look to. So that's what developed me as a musician, seeing it in the family.
Oh, well, Natty Nation is celebrating 30 years at the Atwood Music Hall on the first day of summer, June 21st. Tell us about the early days. How did Natty get its start?
Well, we came out of a group called Arawak Jah. And that had some of the members, the original members in that band. And we went from that band into forming Natty in about 95, about like spring of 95, something like that. It felt like maybe.
That sounds about
February,
right to me.
February, March. Yeah, February, March of 95. It's hard. You know, it's a long time ago. But we came out of another reggae band, earlier reggae band, Arawak Jah.
And then you also included in that early lineup a guy named J-Max, Jeffrey Maxwell. And he was a seasoned reggae guy. He had been around the block already.
Yep.
And as you guys as a young band, what did Jeffrey's experience teach you?
Taught us a lot about reggae in general, how to perform properly.
Yeah.
The Rastafarian aspect of it. And he was like a father figure because he was at least 15 years older than us.
Yeah.
For the, you know, around 10 to 15 years older than us. So he was like a father figure, showed us about Rastafari and Niabingi. He was a seasoned Jamaican musician who had a regular gig in Jamaica, and he also had another group that he was doing stuff with in Europe.
Yeah.
So he was well-traveled and just seasoned, yeah.
And then, unfortunately, he passed away early on in Natty Nation's history.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a really great person.
Absolutely.
I loved him.
Cooking, that whole thing, you know, it was. So we learned a lot from cooking to the spiritual aspects.
Yeah.
It just was, it's just a long lasting.
Yeah, because he was cooking at the Mango Grill, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which was a regular gig for us as well.
Yes. Yes. You know, and so. I was actually just remembering that the other day that the 12th issue of Maximum Inc. we were having our party. We had you guys on the cover, and you guys played at our 1 year anniversary party.
I believe
that was.
Yeah. Yep.
Natty Nation. That was pretty cool. And how long ago was that? Almost 30 years, right?
That was 96.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the first album.
Yeah.
The journey has just begun.
The journey has just begun. What a fitting first album for. To now be hitting 30 years of history. Man. What do you attribute the longevity of the band to?
The love of music and the love of playing reggae, you know, and the love of like our own expression of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're original, obviously. So we write our own stuff and do it in our own style. I haven't seen a band that plays in our style of reggae.
Yeah.
Because it has kind of developed over the years to be a little bit more jammy, you know, with the solos and extended parts and stuff like that. So so we're kind of like add that jam band side of it in there. So it's the jamming, it's the love of music, it's the love of reggae, and it's the love of playing your own music.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love original music. And, you know, I think your fans are a tribute to that because you really have had a great following since the beginning. And I know that They people from the old days are still coming to see you.
Yep.
Tell us about the current band, Aaron Conkle. He's been with you for a really long time.
Since 2002.
2002. And Aaron Conkle, of course, is the keyboard player, organ player in the
vocals.
Band.
Mm-hmm.
Background vocals, just an integral part. Well, give the drummer some. Talk about Polly Willis.
Well, that's the longest history with him because he's in that high school band I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
He's the drummer for that band. Yeah.
Wow.
Fruit Salad turned into Peace, Love, Hope. And so we have a long history of playing music together since probably elementary style, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now he's a current member, the current drummer of Nandy Nation, and guitarist Nick Czar. Is he the newest member of the band?
He's the newest member, yep.
He's the newbie? Tell us about Nick. Where did he come from?
He's super young.
Where did he come from? Was he a Madison musician, or where did you find him?
Lake Geneva area.
Oh, okay.
He was coming back and forth, and, you know, he's played with a lot of jam bands around as a youngster. He was always the youngest, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, you know. They call him Prince for some reason. So,
oh, that's awesome. He's a great guitar player as well.
Yep.
And lastly, you've kind of added Captain Smooth on some dubs and some DJ type stuff.
Yep. Actually, on the production and mix of the song you just heard, the new song.
Yes.
He's on there.
In fact, why don't you tell us about that new song? It was called Race Soldier. We heard that first.
Yes.
You're releasing a couple of new singles, but this is one we just got, brand new. Tell us about Race Soldier.
Oh, it was created in 2020 during the pandemic. And you were seeing the uprising in the, some people call it, riots.
Oh, okay, sure.
Depends
yes.
on who you ask.
Yes, right, you exactly,
so
yes.
It was... inspired by that. That song was inspired by that. Yeah.
Well, that was an incredible song. So Nandy Nation is celebrating 30 years of the Atwood Music Hall on the first day of summer, June 21st. How excited are you to play this brand new music venue, the Atwood Music Hall?
Super excited, man. I didn't know it existed until fairly recent.
Really?
I see the building all the time. I didn't know what the building was.
Yeah.
We're over there all the time. That's like
who had ever been in there?
I've never been in there, you know, so that's super cool. I've been seeing some of the posts, and it looks fabulous.
Oh, amazing. The pictures are amazing.
Yep.
I think you guys are going to have just an amazing show there. Ja Boogie of Nandy Nation, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
what's the set list going to be like at this show?
Well, I just received a text from Aaron, and he was like, yo, we should try to, you know, go down like from the early years to present.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, that would be kind of cool to go from old to new.
Right.
Type situation.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hear all kinds of stuff from your catalog.
Try to get some older former members involved. We'll see.
You going to do some Bob Marley?
We got so many of our own.
Because
you know,
your tribute to Bob Marley is amazing.
It's definitely his
amazing.
Own thing. It's definitely his own thing, but we have so many songs of our own. We may not. But we might. Because we do have that cover that we did.
I was going to say, you're going to be putting out a new single, a Bob Marley cover. You're covering Burning Luton.
Which is the B-side to Race Soldier, which, you know, with the what we just talked about, it was inspired by the riots slash uprising protests. And so that's a protest song from Bob Marley.
Wow.
One of the first Wailer albums, I believe, that's on. One of the first.
Well, we have it queued up.
Oh, you got it queued up?
Cool. Thanks so much. How can we get how can we follow Nandy Nation online?
NandyNation.com. We're on Facebook, Nandy Nation. We on IG, which is Instagram. And those are the places. Oh, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Go to the Bandcamp, and that way you can listen and see what we got there. We'll probably release this on the Bandcamp. And this Race Soldier does have a music video.
Oh, cool.
That goes with it, which makes it very powerful.
When will that be released?
Hopefully July.
So look for July, Race Soldier, the new single by Nandy Nation. That'll be out on video. Well, right now, let's take a listen to your new single. It's a cover you did, Bob Marley, Burning in Luton. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And let's start.
Oh, rocker. We're on.
We're on. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I'm Rocker, hanging out here with Jane, and we're busy getting the band set up, Jane.
We sure are.
There's lots of cables and all kinds of stuff going on here, and we're...
And instruments and headphones and wires.
Instruments and headphones
everything.
And even recording equipment. Like there's like microphones and speakers. We're going to have Erin Oakley in here, and she brought a couple of musicians with her. She'll be performing live in the Lair. Coming up in just a few minutes around the corner. And this has been a great show. We have Rob Roberts. He's doing After Hours at 9 o'clock. You'll be spinning tunes from local bands all
Yay,
the way till midnight.
I'll get some sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, so we're out of here at 9. Right now, though, let's keep on the Atwood theme, right?
Still okay.
And American Scarecrows, they're from Minneapolis. They're an Americana band. And they're coming down here for Atwood Fest. They're going to be playing on the Sugar Maple stage on Saturday, July 26th at 6 p.m., I believe, is when they go on. And they're a really great, really fun band. They love coming down to Madison, and they will be doing so for Atwood Fest. Right now, let's check out American Scarecrows. This song is called Tall Tales. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In due time, if I keep myself intact. I couldn't wave to you through the window as I drive past. I made a good impression, my dear, all of my lessons. So I flee before I'm erasing the likely past. And for years to come in the mornings, you may think I'm the best thing that you almost had. In due time, if I gain some self-respect, I could smile upon the day that we first met. But I made some swift revisions through whiskey blurred visions, and I promise not to ever, ever look back. In the years to come, in the mornings, you may think I'm the best thing that you almost had.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one, remains on the loose more than 36 hours after the shootings took place. Authorities searched a vehicle on a rural road they believe was his. And now, says Drew Evans with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension,
we did find items of evidence in that car that are relevant to this investigation.
David Carlson is suspect Vance Belter's roommate.
He was a very giving person. No one would think he's capable of this. And he lived his life like that. And he was a Christian, and he went to church every Sunday. And whatever this was, he kept it well hidden from his wife and all that.
Jennifer Mayerly with CBS News Minnesota has more on the lawmaker killed, Minnesota Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman.
A true public servant.
Senator Amy Klobuchar had dinner with Hortman just hours before she was killed. The two started together.